If people are dieting now more than ever, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs, or medium-chain triglycerides, are unique compounds that can be easily converted into ketones and provide an efficient fuel source for your body, thereby enhancing your energy production potential. Instead of turning into fat when you consume them, MCTs turn into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. MCT Wellness is Dr. Gundry's polyphenol-rich MCT powder aimed at boosting your body's fat-burning capacity. What's amazing is this energy boost can be felt quickly. It doesn't take months or years to make a difference. It's also very easy to add to your routine. There are 3 great flavors to choose from, and you just add a scoop of MCT Wellness to some water or your favorite drink and enjoy. So if you want to experience a quick and effective boost to your metabolic potential, go to GundryMD.com/mindful and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/mindful. Let's be real. Eating healthy can be a hassle. Stressing about nutrition, planning meals, shopping for ingredients. What if there was an easier way? Meet Sunbasket, a team of dietitians and chefs that design wholesome, nutritious, and delicious meal kits delivered to your door. Each week, you can choose from a brand new selection of quick and easy meal kit recipes with a wide variety of dietary options, plus dozens of snacks, salads, breakfast items, and more. You can pick and choose from recipe options like vegetarian, Mediterranean, carb conscious, the list goes on. My family tested out the sirloin steak and the salmon last week, and it was a big winner at the dinner table. All of Sunbasket's meal kits are quick and easy, even if you're not a pro in the kitchen. Thanks to Sunbasket's commitment to clean ingredients and organic fresh produce, there's no easier way to eat your very best. Go to sunbasket.com/mindful today to save $120 across your first 4 deliveries. That's sunbasket.com/mindful to save $120 across your first 4 deliveries, plus free shipping on your first order. Sigmar Berg, thank you for joining me on the Mindful Movement podcast. Over the years, Sigmar, we've actually had several, representatives from different sound device technologies on the podcast, because I have to say I have become a believer in whether you call it sound healing, frequency work, and whatever you want to label it. And you reached out to us as the creator of Love Tuner, a very portable sound device, and interested in learning more about how you utilize this tool and how it came into existence. What led you down this path, Sigmar?
So, first of all, I'm happy that you're already into sound and frequency, because it's basically what it all is. You know, everything is sound, everything is frequency, everything is vibration. And the Love Tuner specific, this is this necklace, what I'm wearing here, is holding a single tone flute. I'll show it here real quick. So you pull this out, you do a conscious breathing break, you connect to the 528 hertz frequency. And on a spiritual level, you invite love in your life, because the 528 hertz is understood, the love frequency, the DNA repair, or the miracle frequency. So for me, it was long before I even started the Love Tuner, I started meditating, and I did this for a couple of years, and I think I was very on it. And then I did my first meditation, a guided breathwork meditation, in combination with 528 hertz. Back then it was played through speakers. The person guided us through, and it was one of the most profound experiences I had when we talk about meditation. And then this basically, made this whole thing happen. And a good friend of mine was already experimenting with it. And back then he came to me and said, listen, we are working on this device. It's the first portable sound device, what is analog. It's not like an app. It's not what you listen to. You basically become your own resonance machine with the Love Tuner. And then we invented this little tool here, and it combines breath work with sound healing. So this is basically what the Love Tuner does. So it helps you on one hand, everybody's familiar now with breath work. So you do a conscious breathing break, you extend, you exhale. The audience gives you an audible feedback, how you're breathing. And the next thing is you connect to this frequency. The vibration of the tuner is 520 hertz. It aligns your water molecules in your body, gives you the feeling of relaxation. And yeah, it's just like, it's a quick fix. Let's call it this way. You can use it anywhere, and you don't have to bring your sound bowls. And the good thing is the sound comes from within. So you are creating basically the sound, you're vibrating.
Gotcha. Interesting. I used it just before you came into the video room here just to prepare for the session. I've actually had a really stressful couple days. It's been some extraordinary events in my personal life, and nervous system has been, I guess, a little rattled, you'd say. And it's interesting. One thing you'd notice right out of the gate when you're using it is it slows down the exhale. And that's something that I think a lot of people can connect with, that when the exhale is exaggerated and long, it has a natural calming effect. And it's interesting, you mentioned just a moment ago about like the feedback you get. The first couple breaths, I noticed it was a little shaky, like my breath wasn't easy. And then the tone that I produced from it became more like solid and steady, and just from a few breaths. But it really makes it easy to have a very long exhale, because you are forcing your breath through a very small opening. So it's like it's a very inviting way to just slow down your breath without having to work hard at it. You mentioned the frequency, the 528, and you mentioned a few things that it does. Is that, I see this word solfeggio. Is that one of the solfeggio frequencies?
So the solfeggio frequency are ancient healing frequencies. So when we look into our musical scale, at one point, everything was tuned to be in harmony. So music was always healing for a long, long time. And at one point, we changed our musical scale. But if we look at the solfeggio frequencies, each and one of those frequencies, originally this have been six frequencies. The 528 hertz is the most dominant frequency in this in the solfeggio frequencies. And back in the days, for example, it was our regular C note on the musical scale. So the Gregorian choirs, for example, 600 after Christ, chanted on 528 hertz because this was their natural C note. And they have been healing entire communities, not only in churches. So they really understood the power of sound and healing. As often when people are happy and in a prosperous, you know, conscious state, everything that is in power, like back then it was the church, they interfered. And at one point they even have been not allowing the Gregorian choirs to chant in this frequency anymore. So there's a huge history behind this frequency, but it all comes back to this perfectly tuned for our human body, and also because those frequencies are not man-made frequencies. For example, the 528 hertz frequency is not man-made. It's not like we designed it like our musical scale, where we have the A note at 440. The A note should be actually at 444. Then you have a perfect C in 528 hertz. So, but the 528, you find in nature everywhere. So it's, for example, chlorophyll plants vibrate on 528 hertz, and this also explains why they are green, because the frequency of 528 hertz on the color spectrum is green. So the humming of the bees when they're pollinating is 528 hertz. So there's a lot of interesting fact to it, and all those frequencies are cosmic frequencies, and this is basically what we harnessed with the Love Tuner.
Is that why the heart chakra is green? Is the color of the heart chakra?
Solar and heart. Yeah.
And So 528 is the frequency of that chakra also, or?
Yeah, it is. So it resonates on the heart. So this is basically what the love channel does. And when we bring it into our new, very fast-paced living time, people have no time to research, to go into details. People want to have a quick fix. And basically what we are doing with this frequency is we are taking us out of the head into the heart. And this frequency makes this happen. And as you know, we should not listen to really important decisions to our mind. Our mind is there to, whatever, not cross the road when the light is red, not touch the stove when it's hot.
Well, those are pretty important decisions too.
Yeah, if you want to make it to a regular day, absolutely. Right. You need your mind and you need your logic. But when we think about what separates humans is always the mind. It's never the heart. You know, on a heart level, we all connected. And as we know that the heart magnetic field is about 50,000 times stronger than our brain, so I think we should give a cheers to our heart and try to make a lot of decision from our heart and to connect on a heart level, or at least be reminded, because, you know, this with your mindfulness coaching and all the stuff that you do, you know exactly that you cannot change anything on the outside if you don't change yourself. So whatever you are vibing in, whatever your frequency is, whatever your vibration is, you will witness in the world out there. So when something annoys you, you have no handle on it. But what you can do is you can change your own vibration. And this is basically what this whole concept is, that you understand your own vibe and that you feel like, hey, today is a day where I'm not in a good vibration. I want to bring my vibe up. And then you also learn on the outside what is in resonance with you and what is in dissonance. So that's basically the whole game. And this is just self-empowerment, you know, trusting yourself more and also having the ability to calm yourself. What you just mentioned, you know, like you take a couple of breathing breaks, you slow down your breaths, you give your nervous system a breakdown, you disconnect the parasympathicus from the sympathetic nervous system, you get out of the fight and flight mode. And, you know, it's even if it's a minute or 2 or 3 minutes, if you can reach this state of mind like twice a day or maybe even 3 times a day, you're already golden.
All right. You mentioned that frequency shows up in nature. You mentioned chlorophyll. So chlorophyll actually emits that frequency. Are there other places in nature that you know that 528 is just floating around?
Yeah, I mean, we know it from the humming of the bees. And we have, I think, of one of our social media accounts, we have a video on there where somebody went with an amplifier and literally was listening to the sound of leaves. And then he used the tuner and it was exactly the same frequency. You can literally listen to plants singing. You know, it's really interesting, and it makes so much sense, you know, because that's just what it is. If we understand that everything around us is vibrating and has frequency, for example, I don't know if you got my book, the One Journey, the Love Journey book. At the very beginning, I talk about hugging a tree, and I said, like, if somebody would have told me 20 years ago, hug a tree, maybe I would have done it, but I would have not necessarily consciously understood what I'm doing here. And I would have said, that's maybe very hippie-esque, but it's not, you know, it's like the tree is vibrating, you know, and now we research more and more, and trees can be healing. They communicate with each other. So it's like this connection of grounding, you know, to be barefoot outside, to hug a tree, like literally understanding again that we are a little battery, you know, we're getting fueled from the cosmos, from the universe. And the earth is basically our magnet, you know, and we are in there, this little battery that gets, you know, the sun fueled on the top, and we are connected to the earth. So I think this basic understanding what actually we as a human are is so important, you know, to not make this even that great scientifically. It's just like very basic stuff, you know, and the more you do it, the better you feel, you know, like if you're never exposed to sunlight, if you Don't run around barefoot. If you don't find this moment, you know, where you connect to yourself, then it's a tough one. And this is where we see so many disconnected people, especially in our society, you know, because we only connect with the devices to others, but we never connect to ourselves.
Yeah, I agree. I love having lots of tools in the toolkit, and I do personally feel like the best tools are those cheap, like free tools, like putting your feet on the ground and being in the sunlight. That's a pretty much daily routine for me. But I you know, I also like, you know, this technology seems very simple and very portable. It seems like a really good idea. So you weren't always doing this. I mean, give me some backstory. What were you doing before you designed a fancy 528 hertz whistle?
So I was originally an architect, and I ended up in fashion. I started some fashion lines, and yeah, and then this was like a very different life. But I never lost my, you know, my aesthetics. I never lost my attitude towards design, and the love. You know, when I started, I was still in the fashion industry, but it just, like, within a year or two, I did not find any sense anymore in, like, regular consumer goods. And I think we did, like, very conscious fashion. So it was all, like, you know, like sustainable materials, organic cotton. So I always had this attitude towards our planet and humanity. But the love tuner literally really took over my entire existence as well. So it became like a job, a passion, and it's like, and now it started into this movement what it was originally created from. So it was started as a love and peace movement. And the product, we started with a foundation. We went into schools. We tuned with veterans. So we did a lot of research in the first couple of years. And at one point it became more and more of a commercial success. So we are selling this device, obviously. But the most important thing for us is still this love and peace mission behind it, because we really want to, you know, have an impact in the world. And I have seen this myself. I tuned with, meanwhile, 10,000s of people live, you know, in our seminars, or also in Zoom calls. So I do these one-on-one sessions. And it's just like unbelievable how it can change people's life. You know, like, it's just like such an easy tool, and you don't have to do that much. It's just like, you know, get out of your head and just connect your heart, and you know, don't overthink it. You know, don't have any expectation. Just do it, because we all know, as you said, this nature is the best healer in the world. But if you're in a city, you sit in your car, you're in a traffic jam, you know, you cannot pull over and hug a tree, you know, like, but what you can do is you can take a breathing break and you can tune, and it just helps you, you know, like if you're stressed out, for example, in a car ride, I mean, you cannot close your eyes when you tune, but you can tune, and within a couple of minutes, your entire experience shifts, you know, it calms you down, and it does not solve your problem, but it really gives you a different perspective on life, you know, like it takes away stress, it brings you in a perfect balanced state, and this is where we all perform the best.
I have noticed over the years that there's a unique value to having a sound to rest your attention on when trying to come into the present moment. I work in a gym environment, and for years, the first thing I've always taught is some sort of breath practice. And usually for most people, it's just being able to, I guess, be the watcher of the breath and be able to observe it. And there's a lot of different tactics I've like deployed to help people do this. Some folks really struggle with that. They struggle with the stillness. For some folks, it's the hardest thing they do in the gym, the like 2 minutes of being still. But there's been times where I've tapped into like a humming practice, mm-hmm. just to provide something to rest the attention on. The act of noticing the sound brings your attention from wherever else, you know, your to-do list or the past or the future, into this moment. And, you know, having that, like you're wearing it around your neck, to be able to tap into that with this. You know, when you hear the sound, it's very hard to be somewhere else. When you hear the sound of the whistle, the love tuner, I mean, your attention is drawn towards it, and it gives your mind something to hold its attention on, which that in itself, putting aside the particular frequency and such, is a very powerful act, a very powerful tool. Getting back to the frequency itself, you rattled off a couple benefits early in this discussion about the 528. You mentioned it was the love frequency. I think you mentioned the words DNA repair and aligning water. Well, the DNA repair, what does that mean? Is that something you're saying that our body emits this naturally as a part of the DNA repair that's always going on? Or are you saying, like, what does that mean? Could you elaborate?
Do you know the book from Emoto, The Hidden Messages in Water?
I do not. I think I've heard it referenced, though.
So he was a Japanese scientist that basically traveled around the world, and he took water samples. And then he tested how water reacts, like whatever, if you swear at water, like bad words, like atonal music, like speed metal, whatever it is. And then he did the same thing with, like, if you put a blessing on water. And what he found is that water reacts to frequency and to sounds. And what we are is basically 75% water. Our blood is 91% water. So if we're exposed to vibration, our entire system reacts to it. And what the 528 Hertz does, and we show this on our homepage on lovetuner.com, there's a sample of water that we put under the microscope, and we tuned it, like, I think, for 1 or 2 minutes only. And right when the tone hits the water, it starts restructuring. So when water comes out of a mountain spring, it has a perfect hexagonal shape. It looks like a snowflake under the microscope. When water is polluted, it just says here your computer stopped the recording.
I should still be recording it on my end.
Okay, sorry about this. Okay, I'm sorry. So basically what it does is, like, it restructures the water molecules, and this happens in our body. So when we use this frequency and when we use the love tuner, it literally restructures our water molecules in the body. And restructured water feels aligned, and this gives you the feeling of relaxation. And with the DNA, and this is why they call it the DNA repair frequency, also reacts to sound, and it reacts to frequency. And this is why they call it the DNA repair frequency.
Are there any other qualities that you know of that it's associated with as far as, like, function or?
You know, like, it's, at one point we have been making fun in our office about it, because there's all these dating apps out there. And what we hear a lot is that people find their partners. And I mean, it's like, it's a very funny thing. So, like, people tell a story that they got a love tuner from someone and they tuned together or they met at a seminar. And out of the blue, later, weeks later, sometimes months later, they connect, you know. And one lady was writing us, oh, you came back into my dream. And she just sent it to us recently. That's why I recall it so well. And she said, she called this guy and she said, hey, last night I was dreaming about you. It's so weird, you know, like, and she said, I'm using the tuner you gave me as a gift. And he opened his hand in the Zoom and he said, like, hey, this is what I was doing last night. So it was funny. So they reconnected. And it's like, we do this even in our seminars with people. So because what you basically do is you connect in the same sound carpet. So you tap into this frequency, and it doesn't mean that everybody falls in love. It just feels great as a group. But for couples, it's a great tool, you know, like, because how much more can we do than argue or whatever it is, whatever routine you have to get out of a fight or end it or make it better, whatever you try. If you stop talking and you tune and you connect into a frequency, it doesn't necessarily mean that everything what you're talking about is gone, but you come to a different state of mind. You make heartfelt decisions. And this is why it's so important, because with our spoken word, we get so rattled up. We go from one misunderstanding to the other. Everybody wants to make a point. It's a plain shame game that doesn't go nowhere. But if you, first of all, you breathe, you relax, and then you connect in this frequency. And maybe you're still pissed, but you walk away because you understand there's some more than blah, blah, blah. You know, there's something else behind it. And this makes it essential. And then you also can ask yourself, is this in vibe with me or is it in dissonance with me? So that's definitely a benefit. Also with kids, it's a great thing, you know, in a family to sit together and connect, because how often do you really have the chance to talk from heart to heart to your own kids? You know, I have now adult kids, but back in the days, you know, we started early in schools, even elementary schools. We went in there and we started tuning with kids. And this was basically the beginning of love tuning. That's nearly 10 years ago now. And what we recognized is that the kids have no layers. So first of all, they would have told us, oh, love tune doesn't work. But the opposite happened. Within like one semester, we eliminated bullying. We brought better grades into every classroom that did this mindfulness tuning minutes in the morning. And an overall better understanding of community came. So the kids who have like been a little bit aggravated towards each other, at least they saw each other, hey, maybe not the best friend, but he's in my class, everything is cool. And especially sharing, you know, experiences. And kids are unbelievable because, like, you know, we are like dinosaurs when it comes to natural spirituality. A kid has no layers until he goes to a bunch of schools and loses everything. But at the very beginning in the elementary schools, they are very open to mindfulness.
Gotcha. How do you use this? Like, how do you integrate it into your, I don't know, like day-to-day life?
So what I do every morning is, like, before I really open my eyes, when you're like not in the awake state, I have my love tuner somewhere next on the nightstand, and I just make like one or two tunes, like half asleep. I don't even think about anything. I just do it, and it basically sets the tone of the day. So that, I don't know if I do it consciously in a way, but it really helps. And later on, when I work out, or I go on a run, or go on a walk, I stop somewhere, I find a moment in a park or wherever, and then I just tune for like whatever, 5 minutes, 6 minutes, and the same thing I do at night before I go to bed.
So 5 or 6 minutes straight, where every breath, like every exhale, is going in.
Yeah, I mean, you know, what we recommend is actually that you should do 6 cycles, inhale, exhale, and depending on the exhale, this can take 3 minutes. But when I do my really conscious tuning, what I do in the morning and in the evening, I really try to tune for 5 minutes. So this is about the time.
Gotcha. Have you guys done any testing with, I don't know, like measuring HRV or some kind of like biomarker before and after when somebody uses it? Or?
When we started with Love Tune, like about a year later, we started working with Deepak Chopra back then, and we looked into the benefits of tuning, and what we back then experienced, we looked into people that have been meditating, and we had a group of people that meditated for a long time. We had a group of people that have no spiritual, whatever, education or nothing, like never meditated. And we tested both groups after 20 minutes or like after they did their exercises, and we looked at their reaction on their biofeedback of their brain. And what you want to achieve in a meditation is that the left and the right brain basically balance out. So this is what you want to achieve. And we had the same results. The group of people meditating and the group of people using the love tuning. The only difference was love tuning was, I think, about 5 minutes, and the meditation was 20 minutes. So, and this was something where we said, okay, it's really that profound. And it's like, for marketing reason, maybe we count this logo, like, you know, love tuner makes your meditation easy, or it's a shortcut to meditation. And I mean, the last thing what I want is that anybody, you know, shortcuts their spiritual hygiene, whatever they do, like whatever is good for them. But it's just like, it's an easy way to do it. And especially for people who have no spiritual education yet, or even for people who are like, you know everything and meditate and like very profound. It's just a great thing when you don't find the time, you know, like when you're not in the right place to meditate, when you're in an office setting, you know, you're in front of a big meeting, you know, stress comes up. And it's like, you know, stress is always relative because, I mean, I've seen this in my old companies. It was always like a Monday morning meeting. So people have certain expectation. And we found out when we all tuned together before the meeting, it just makes it better for everyone. You know, it's like you still have to do
right. But for the average person that is going to a meeting where they don't work for Love Tuner, or, I mean, and they're trying to use it, it's not something you could just use in your office place amongst other people, or most people would think feel not comfortable. Let me lay some context. I have this here. Thank you for sending me one. Let me play this for the folks. I don't know how well the mic will pick this up, but hopefully, I mean, it's a nice tone, but you could definitely make it. It's not like a quiet. It's a whistle.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it depends how much. You should not play it as a whistle. You should low audible volume, you know, like that it's a sound, smoothing sound, and that you can extend your exhale.
Well, let me try. You tell me what you think of how I'm doing it.
Okay.
Of course, I chose the wrong side of her. So. Probably just broke my microphone. I feel like I could have gone a lot longer with that. It is astonishing how easy it makes to make a long exhale. That was no preparation. I don't know how long that was. I could have gone much longer. I really like that aspect of it. I really like taking long, slow breaths.
Yeah. I mean, I can tell that you're doing breath work. So, you know, like your lung is developed. You totally get the concept. And it makes it so much fun too, you know, because the tuner gives you this audible feedback, and when you're right in tune, it makes a perfect sound, you know, so then you know that you have the perfect airflow, you have the right lung volume, and it's this is also like, you know, good for your immune system, etc. But, you know, but coming back to, it's always relative, you know, like for me, for example, I was on an airplane yesterday, and we hit a little bit from this hurricane flying back from the East Coast, and I don't care. I tune in the airplane. Like, it just makes me feel good.
So you'll do that in public right next to other people?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's ballsy. I think I'm a little too self-conscious to do that. So are all these identical? They're all identical in frequency. So if two people are playing them, it'll sound like one. No dissonance, whatever, between them?
Yeah, yeah. And then that's the beautiful thing, you know, like, because you tap literally into this sound thing and, like, and, When you measure it, it goes about 8 foot, like 2.5 meters out of your body. So we measured the frequency. This is why group tunings or family tunings or even with your partner is so powerful.
Wait, what do you mean? So I'm sure you could hear audibly that from farther away. What are you referring to that goes 8 feet?
It's like not the sound itself. It's like literally your vibration. Your entire body vibrates when you use this tool. This is also like you did it completely right. This is why we always recommend people to not use their fingers, not like a cigarette, but to keep it only between your lips because the vibration goes into your head and into entire body. And it goes even 8 foot out of your body. So if somebody's standing next to you, and this is what we work with a bunch of like, you know, massage therapists, Reiki healers, they use the tuner for their clients, you know, when they have the clients in front of them, they tune at them, and it helps people to relax. I mean, it's always better that you do it yourself, because, you know, like listening to a sound is different than producing the sound.
Gotcha. That sounds like a good idea, doing it with those like body work therapies. It's when I got it out of the box, I didn't know that you had to pull it out of the container, so I couldn't make any noise out of it. I kind of assumed it was one that you didn't hear. Like, I didn't know if it actually made a sound or it was just vibration that I was supposed to feel. Yeah. Took me a minute. Shows
IQ level. What our support team often gets is that it's not working, you know, because people just use it like this.
Right.
That's what it is. Now, it's a single tone flute, and it's just in this cap that it's always available, and the mouthpiece is protected from the cap. And there's one other thing: you should not share your love tuner. So over time, it literally takes on your energy. It shifts a lot of stuff in yourself. So it's a thing what is very, very personal.
So I have to ask, I mean, you have this one frequency out of the handful of solfeggios that you chose to do this for, all, you know, all these reasons that you mentioned. Are there flutes for any other frequencies available or on the horizon for the company, or is it?
Yes.
Okay.
We just filed our patent. So this product is patent, and you might find some other stuff on the market, because everything that gets, you know, kind of popular, people knock it off. But this is the real, that's the original, that's the patent model. And we just got our patent finished for a multi-frequency tuner. What is not for, I mean, you can do it at home because it holds all the solfeggio frequencies. It's more for therapists. What we just talked about, like, you know, energy workers, you know, like they go like, because every frequency is dedicated to one of our chakras. So this is coming. I'm going to talk about this in our next podcast.
Okay. Yeah, I would be interested to trying that. And you have it around the necklace. I looked at the website a little bit. It comes in, I guess, a few options of how to carry it, or?
Yeah, like, I mean, the necklace is the main one. We also made like a keychain and the bracelet. But this is more me as a designer. I couldn't help myself.
Gotcha. Yeah, so that's very interesting. You went from architecture to fashion design to portable flutes.
Yeah. I ended up in the mindfulness industry. But yeah, like, I mean, listen, go back into antique Greek and all those old cultures, everything was connected, music, mathematics, you know, philosophy, it was all one. And I think this is what we should try. You know, we should not be excluding anything anymore. We should actually, you know, be more like a Renaissance person again. And what you mentioned earlier, for example, we have corporations that integrated the love tuner, and we have a special mindfulness program for the corporate world. But I get it. You know, like, I mean, there's a lot of companies out there where people, you know, like, grab some pills out of their desk to calm the nervous system instead of like tuning. And I always say, listen, and go to the bathroom, try to go outside and do a tuning break. But at the end of the day, you know, like, when we talk about mindfulness and mental health, I mean, what's the big deal? Let somebody hug a tree, you know, let somebody use a tune in an airplane. You know what I mean? It should be so much more natural. But I remember the first time when we came out with this product, we have been like 10 people standing at the ocean tuning. And this is a while ago. Now people understand and you see it more often. But this was really very, very ahead of our time back then. And one person said, listen, this is like when you look, and I don't know even exactly when it started, but when we talk about jogging or running, you know, like in the 50s, you would have looked at people like, maybe that's an athlete, that's a professional person, but nobody was running, you know. And at one point, whatever, 70s, 80s, everybody was running, you know, and nobody thought about it because we know the benefits about it. And I think this is what we should do. And I know it because some of my friends have positioned, they would never wear it like this. They wear it under their suit and don't talk about it, but they keep it as a secret weapon. And I get it. You know, like it's not that everybody needs to promote a tool if it helps yourself. You know, just like, you know, keep it there. Like it gives you a good mojo, gives you a good vibe. and it's easy accessible.
Yeah, it sure is very accessible. How can I ask, how old are you, Sigmar?
I'm 56.
You're 56. You're looking very healthy and vibrant. What other tricks do you attribute that to than just this single note flute?
What it did to my life is like it literally, you know, recalibrates you. You know, like you become more conscious, you know, like, because what I said earlier is when you start in your life, and I mean, like, as any entrepreneur of whatever, I was married before and so on and so on, you make a lot of mistakes, you know, and because you don't know, you know, you don't even know what is good for you. You might think you know it, but you don't, you know, because your mind is not explaining you what is good for you. Your heart does. And when you start listening to what is in a good vibe for you, what is really healthy for you, first of all, the longings of distractions becomes less, you know, like it becomes from having into doing into being. And I think this is what I did on this journey. And it didn't happen to me in the first year. You know, like in the first year, we have been overwhelmed by just, oh, this is what we're doing. That's so cool. You know, it's like meditation. And then it got deeper and deeper. And at one point, you basically literally understand dissonance and vibration. And this is what I did. This is what I did with my lifestyle. And it just, I think overall, it makes you happier, you know, because when you're not alone by being, you know, in solitude, then you know that everything is cool. And what you mentioned earlier, for example, is that people cannot sit in stillness. That's the biggest thing, because what happens when you're still? You are really by yourself. And this is something what is very hard for people, because they are completely distracted all the time and don't even have the time to really sit with themselves, you know. So and this is what I think about life in general. And in my book, I write about it. I write about like what you should do. I write about food. I write about you know, water in general, what it does to our body, and then obviously also breath work, exercise. So to be just like, and overall, like, you know, just be happier. Because when we look now into our world, especially in the United States, is people completely lost connection to their bodies. You know, it's like, they just gave in. They just said, oh, okay, what should I do? You know, like I'm overweight. I don't feel well. I need medication. You know, it's just like, why do you connect with negativity when there's a positive way of living, for sure?
So, I mean, they're not practiced at listening. You alluded to a moment ago about, you know, listening to your heart, and that's not something, I mean, you hear that as a phrase that's thrown out there, listen to your heart, almost as if it's, you know, coming in a silly like movie scene or something. But, you know, what, like, look at food. People will have cravings and we're taught that they're bad, when it's like your body is most likely giving you a signal of something you're probably deficient in. It might not know the best way to get it. It might show it's, you know, and in the context of like pregnancy, it's like, it's normal. Oh yeah, this woman's pregnant. She has cravings, you know, feed this woman. But in the context of not being pregnant, they're like, those are bad. And we're like disconnected from the communication from ourself to ourselves. And, you know, if you're craving potato chips, like maybe you need a little salt. Maybe you're low in sodium but you know, we're quick to judge and label, and, you know, we're not really taught to listen. You know, what am I really craving now? You know, we'll eat out of like habits or boredom, and not take a moment to try to connect with what is our body asking for. And yeah, that can go in any category, like movement. I know I have a history of not listening to my body around exercise, because, I mean, I got so deep in exercise for so long and probably had some kind of addiction that replaced other less helpful addictions. And I would just like work out because it was on my schedule, regardless of how I felt, which is not a good idea to like push through. And now as I get older, I'm definitely more practiced at like listening. What kind of sleep did I get last night? You know, what's my stress level feel? What, how much energy do I really feel like I should be expending, you know, right now? And, or, you know, I've been at a computer for 2 hours. Like, how do my eyes feel? I need to go outside and reset and look at something far away or get the sun to beat on me. You're right. We are definitely disconnected. And, you know, having a flute to bring your attention inward somehow is a nice portal to access, you know, those types of questions.
Yeah, like, I mean, in my book, I write about escalation steps, you know, because your body starts like giving you signs all the time, you know, like, and most of this stuff is obviously bad food is not good, but it's all psychological, you know, like if you just don't live the life you should be living, you know, like you get sick and then you have whatever it is, 7 different escalation steps. And at the end of the day, and this is like, we have this crazy cancer race right now. It's just like where you constantly ignore the signals of your psychic and the signals of your body. And that's basically what it is. And I think you're right. I mean, back in the days, you had a routine, you go to the gym, you do it no matter what, no matter how you feel. But it's more important how you feel afterwards, you know? And that's the same. And I think this is what it's all about, mindfulness, you know, that you are mindful about, you know, I was only inside all day, you know, and I had no sun exposure, I had no fresh air, I didn't walk enough. Because it's not like rocket science, you know. If you sit all day in a chair, how hungry can you really be? You know, like how many calories do you really burn and what do you need to fill this up? And that's just what it is. And I mean, and in our society, it's like food is just like, it became a pressure, actually, you know, like breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you know, like, it's like, yeah, eat a breakfast if you feel like. If it's not good for you, don't eat it. You know, like, if lunch is your thing, eat lunch. You know, like, it's just like, I don't even think about it that you should be so strict about it, you know. But if it doesn't work out for you, then you need to change it, you know.
All right, for sure. Well, I want to thank you, Sigmar, for taking the time and reaching out and sending me this device. I'm glad I have it, another tool in the toolkit. For those that want to learn more, it's lovetuner.com.
Lovetuner.com, yeah.
And you said you had a book too. Is that available on that site? Or?
It's available on Amazon. Let me see. I'll show it to you real quick here. So there's a lot of information in there. It's about the entire story. It's called One Journey, the Love Tuner book. And I wrote it with a very dear friend of mine, Anne Wolnick. And it's basically the story about Love Tuner, but it goes very deep into profound spiritual knowledge. And I can highly recommend it, not only for the product itself, but it gives you a really deep understanding about life.
Oh, that sounds great. Well, it looks like you made a nice creation, and the world's probably a better place that it's here. So thank you for that. Grateful for the innovation and appreciate you reaching out and taking your time. For the listeners, always grateful for your listening. If you want to give the Love Tuner a try, check it out. And if you think you know someone that would enjoy this conversation, please send it their way. I hope everybody has a great day.
Awesome. Thank you, Les. Thank you for having me.